Accra gets busy on this frequency. 92.7 3 FM.
Johnny's Bite. Johnny's Bite on Sunrise.
Bismillahir Rahman Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runneth over, and surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Assalamu alaikum. It's Wednesday, my day, the President's Day. Welcome to Johnny's Bite. This morning, I will start off with a scorecard. You know, we started off the week with a scorecard where Dr. Bonaventure Aligibam of ICO had been written to get out of his office in the spirit of let the retirees go and let the young grow so that others can take over. But the sad thing is that even though that is a scorecard, the people who wrote the letter to him and the regional minister, they are interested in keeping him there because they are the very people aiding him to be jumping from one place to the other, begging. If you have Dr. Aligiban's photo, please put it up for me. He's in the Batakari, the green Batakari, the famous green Batakari. He's refusing to go home, but it is time for him to go home. Same like Madam Jen Dachi. Hohoi Education, municipal director, is also refusing to go home. And madam, this is the last one. I will put your picture up. We need to do that because people have to learn to go home. Now, we go to a scorecard. You remember I spoke about the National Theatre, right? I spoke about the National Theatre. And I spoke about the fact that the National Theatre had issues with its air conditioners. And I spoke about the fact that the National Theatre at the time was stinking. And I spoke about the fact that the National Theatre was understaffed. And I spoke about the fact that the National Theatre had bed bugs and other insects in the auditorium. And I spoke about the National Theatre that the National Theatre's washrooms were a mess. And I spoke about the offices and the furniture of the National Theatre. And I spoke about the fact that the boss of the National Theatre is a retiree who must go home for other young people to grow. But the board chairman, Nana Fridio Foriata, who is Nanado's relative, is keeping him there. And I spoke about the National Theatre and told you that they hire air conditions from private people. Guess what? There's a breakthrough that's coming up. Put the thing up there, the national tender. National competitive tender invitation for tenders, right? National Theatre. They're going to procure air conditioners. Put it up for me. They're going to procure air conditioners. Says the National Theatre of Ghana intends to apply part of its budgetary allocation and internally generated fund to fund eligible payments under the contracts in the table below through GANEP's electronic procurement systems. So that's it there. They want to get the air conditioners. And this is all we're asking for. We are not fighting. We are not trying to make enemies. We are saying that what it is that was donated to us as a gift should be maintained, should be kept at the best quality. If we can't, as a people, receive the promise that was made to us that in every single region, we were going to have theaters built for us, as was promised in the manifesto, which was the social contract, or which remains the social contract with the people. The one that we have, which is a gift, which we have woefully mismanaged, we should at least redeem the image and make it look better. So yes, the National Theatre, scorecard again, is going to procure air conditioners so that they stop hiring air conditioners, so that people who are getting their cuts hitherto will stop getting those cuts. I shall protect the public purse, personified right there. You can insult me. You can fight me. I don't care. So long as I know that what I'm saying is the truth, I go with it. And guess what? It is captured. This was called from the Ghanaian Times. Come to me. This is Monday, March 25, 2024. It's in the Ghanaian Times, right there. And that's where I come back. Come to me. And that's where I come back and ask the question. That, for example, when the National Theatre tells you that, oh, they didn't find anybody who is competent enough to replace the executive director of the National Theatre, did the National Theatre bother to publish like that in the dailies that they had a vacancy available for the position of executive director? I'm asking the board chairman, Nana Fridia Ofuriata. Royal, and also board chairman, and politician, and media consultant. I'm asking him, did he publish or cause to be published in the dailies, as they have done for this tender, that the executive director who they are fighting for to remain there, even though there are other young people who could take over, was it published like this? So that people say that, oh, they published it, they put the requirements there, nobody was qualified to do it. You see, in the fullness of time, people will be exposed for who they are. In the fullness of time, people will be exposed for the hypocrites that they are. In the fullness of time, people will be exposed for the incompetent lot that they are. In the fullness of time. The rule is that when somebody is on retirement, you publish in the dailies. And then the people know and people apply for it. Was it published? No, it was not published. It was not published. Find me Ken Oganza's photo. Ken Oganza is at the National Identification Authority. His boss, Professor Ken Atefua, is a retiree. He's still at post. Remember I told you about an HR who was there, who had gone on retirement but was keeping company property. I'm told she has gone home. But this is Ken Oganza. At age 67, he's the director of operations. At age 67, he's the director of training. At age 67, he's the director of corporate affairs. Onupama Abba. Eja, waban den. At age 67, he's the director of operations. At age 67, he's the director of corporate affairs. At age 67, he's the director of training. Guess what? Ken Oganza's colleagues, his deputies who turned 60, they have all gone home. So why is Ken Oganza still at post? Does Nanadu not know this? Does the sector minister not know this? He will not be sacked because the boss that he answers to will turn 65 in November, Ken Atefua, Ghana's celebrated criminologist. And then you look into the faces of young people and tell them that there are no jobs. One man post-retirement, because he has served as a military officer. Colonel is a big post, though. 2 stars, 1 crown on his shoulders. With a gadget to match. 2 stars, 1 crown on his shoulders with a gadget to mark. Age 67. So he served with the colors. Properly pulled out, received honors. At age 67, he's the director of corporate affairs at the NIA. At age 67, he's the director of operations at the NIA. At age 67, he is the director of training at the NIA. And I'm telling you that his deputies who turned 60 recently have gone home, but he's 67 and he's still at post. So the young people who work at the NIA or the young people who also are within the party who are looking for entry points, how do they get in there? I am not anti-age. I said, if you have, come to me, if you have grown-ups, right, who are board manager, board chairman, I wouldn't have a problem. But where you have them running the day-to-day activities, there's a problem. What does the Constitution say? What did the government say on the 5th of August 2022? That going forward, because of the situation we find ourselves in, we will not give post-retirement contract to anybody except in cases where we cannot find people. Come to me. We cannot find people to replace them. The government said it. So you ask yourself, how is it that a 27-year-old person, a 30-year-old person, a 35-year-old person, who has an MPhil, who has an MA, MBA, is sitting at home, who has a first degree, sitting at home, and you have retirees who have lived their full life in other jobs and have gotten appointment in another job and they are at post. The older generation who have seen it, done it, been there, enjoyed it, they have jobs. And the young people who will queue to vote, who will be told to go and campaign, they don't have jobs. The country is upside down. This morning, if you're a retiree, and I'll start putting the pictures up there, because saying it has not become enough. I will put your pictures up there on the screen, like I've done for Colonel Gansa this morning. It is not fair. When you were young, you were given opportunities. Today, you are busy. See the way you are busy dressing up to go to work? You are busy. You are going to work. You are a retiree. Stay at home and play with your grandchildren. Give the young people a chance to also grow, experience, so they can pass on the knowledge to the next generation. Why are we wicked like that? And then they will say, well, the young people have no brains in their head. The young people are not experienced. The young people are not serious. Have you given them opportunity and they fail to take those opportunities and they fail to make the most of those opportunities? Have you tried it? Have you attempted to give them the opportunity? Have you attempted? Now, there's a school dining hall. Show me. Bolly SHS. There was a dining hall project that was started by John Dramani Mahama in 2015. John Dramani Mahama started it in 2015. Nana Addo Dankwa Akufo-Addo completed it in 2021, I understand. Kebashimene, Ebesine. The dining hall is under lock and key. You see, I told you the country is upside down. That is the old dining hall and the new dining hall. Bolly SHS in the north. John Dramani Mahama started the project in 2015. Built it up to the lintel level. Nana Addo Dankwa Akufo-Addo, realizing the vision and wisdom, completed it for the benefit of the children in the schools. Since 2021. When the project was completed, no show. And this is where the children eat, under the shed. State resources have been committed to build a dining hall befitting for them. And the children are eating under a shed. And there's a regional minister, there's a regional director of education, there's a municipal director of education, there's a minister for education. They are all there sitting pretty, enjoying their salaries. And this rubbish is continuing and growing and flourishing under their watch. How is it that the dining hall has been built, finished and completed by two governments? John Dramani Mahama started in 2015, I mentioned. Nana Addo Dankwa Akufo-Addo completed it in 2022. One, and up until now, it remains under lock and key. So therefore, what is the sense in envying your neighbor? The rich men are envying the poor men, and that is what is happening now. They are waiting for big man to come and cut the ribbon so that the children can go in their Bolly SHS. There's something wrong with us, really. There's something really, really wrong with us. Find me in a post video. There's something wrong with us. Very, very wrong. Bolly SHS. It's not that they don't have all. The facility is there. It has been built and completed. You want to applaud. Nana Adodan Kwaku Fado for completing something John Mahama started. And this would have been a good scorecard. But there are few people who think that we must wait for the appropriate time and right ceremony, whatever nonsense it is. And since 2021, the children are eating at the shed. Sometimes when you think about it, you ask yourself, what really is going on? What really is going on? Play the video for me. What really is going on? It's in yesterday's folder. Look for it. What really is going on? You ask yourself those questions. For example, the people at the All Africa Games, right? Volunteers. And yesterday I was listening to a lady explaining to Alfred that, oh, their volunteers, we told them about volunteerism and we told them that we're doing, what they're doing for was for free, etc. But she will be paid her money. Those who are at NSS, National Service, they will come and be speaking big English, but they will receive their salaries. While the NSS,
the current NSS
people are not able to receive the allowances. Sometimes 4 months, 5 months, and they come and be explaining English, but they would have taken their salaries. The whole country has become a crime scene. Play the video for me.
Sector, the current power cuts. Some people are saying that you made mention of this. You used this as a campaign against John Mahama. And now we are experiencing a worse situation under President Akufo-Addo. Would it reflect in the 2024 election? Would it be something that people will stand on to vote?
If you are comparing 4 years, 4 years, MPP administration, energy sector is 300 times better than John Mahama.
And we are still experiencing doom, so
nobody has said we haven't. I'm just saying it's far much better than John Mahama ever did.
You do admit that there's doom, so
that is the word you used. I have never used that word. I've promised you that we are going to work on it, and it's not a work that is a single event, it's a process, and we'll continue to work on it for the energy sector to become better.
Have you heard of calls for a timetable?
Ask those who want it to bring it.
They should bring the timetable.
If there is, I haven't seen any timetable. So
what my people are calling for it.
I say bring a timetable. What do you mean? The ECG says that there's no timetable coming. Why do you want to bring a timetable? What purpose? Why would somebody get up and wish evil or bad for the country? When it is not planned, you can't tell the person. Is it, were you in Ghana under John Mahama? Did you live in this country under John Mahama? Did you live in this country under John Mahama? Did you? I'm asking you a question. Did you live in
this? It was equally worse.
It cannot be equally worse.
But look, MPP used it as a tool against them.
And I'm saying that even if you are talking about that, it was worse under John Mahama.
That's our energy minister, Matthew Opoku-Prempeh. Put up the statement for me. He said we should bring our own dooms of timetable. And I asked the question, if I generate my own dooms of timetable, where do I take it to? Who do I give it to? Now, this joke of a statement was issued by the Ministry of Energy, signed by one Kofi Abrefa-Fetna, spokesperson for the Energy Ministry. Mind you, the Energy Ministry has professionals who are the public relations officers. They have been sidelined. It's a certain Kofi Abrefa-Fetna who is writing. And when we knew the name Kofi Abrefa, we added Buzia, and Buzia was a very well-respected individual. Was it not the same Professor Buzia who in the past spoke about taking the sea to Wenchi and was hit with so much tomatoes that he had to change his mind? That is how come you have your mortuary road. History. So somebody tell Cheddar that Buzia tried this, it didn't work. So he should Bajidila. But this is written by a spokesperson, duplicitous role. For immediate release, calls for load shedding timetable, energy minister was only being factual. Factual about what? Was being factual about what? The Ministry of Energy has taken notice of a spin around an interview granted by Joy News. It was not only Joy News. We got it too. But I played a Joy News edition because that's what you chose to reference. Honorable Dr. Matthew Opoku-Prempeh, on the margins of the inauguration of the new Patriotic Party's Ashanti region campaign, regional campaign team last Sunday. The rather innocuous statement of the minister, as captured by the interview, has been distorted to portray him as being insensitive to the plight of the Ghanaian, and thus we wish to avert the minds of Ghanaians to the context of the interview and clarify as follows. One, the minister dismissed the need for load management timetable because, in his view, and as indicated by the Electricity Company of Ghana, the causes of the temporary power challenges are being addressed by who? Temporary in whose sense? Have you wondered how the children do their homework when the lights go off? Have you wondered how people sleep in the heat? Have you ever thought about it? If there's anything called insensitivity, it is that what you have written here, it is insensitive. The minister said in a clip, addressing the issue is not an event, which is rightly so. You, the man who appointed you, he said, Mr. President, when the lights go on, go off and come back on, is it not doomsaw, doomsaw? It was the MPP that introduced doomsaw into our lexicon. Who introduced the term doomsaw? Who? Until the MPP spoke about doomsaw, who introduced the term doomsaw? Who? Today, you are running away from the thing that you introduced. Today, you are running away from what you introduced. Number two, the minister's comparison of the current energy sector to the one under former President John Mahama, where Ghanaians were reeled under pervasive doomsaw for 4 years, comes on the back of recent similar calls in the media space by the NDC flag bearer for a load management timetable. This call, in the view of the minister, is born out of the quest to score cheap political points. In fact, a careful listen of the interview will show that the comparative template was set by the interviewer. Another insult. Is it only John Mahama who has been speaking about the lights going off? Fred J. Mensah is a sworn MPP person. He has spoken about how his gadgets got spoiled. He still campaigns for Nanado and Dr. Baumia. He believes. He's my senior friend. I've worked with him before. He is complaining about Doomsaw. He's not the only one. Too many of them. But it's always about the NDC, about the opposition, and that has been the warped knowledge and the warped explanation that has always been given. Always blaming the opposition, never yourselves. Very shameful. Three, in the said clip, the minister is clearly seen straining his voice because of the obviously noisy background in order to be heard by the interviewer. This has unfortunately been misconstrued by Dr. Otupoku Pempe, known to be very media friendly. Jane, play the video.
Have you heard of calls for a timetable?
Those who want it to bring it.
How was Opoku Prempeh's training in this video? Sometimes credit us with small wisdom and respect. Was he training? This man sitting there. Was he training his voice? Or you're watching a different video in a different scenario from what we are watching? How was he training? Abrefa, how was he straining? Or sometimes you people think of us as fools. How was he straining? Bring back the press release. We'll finish with that and we'll wrap up. How was he straining? What was he straining about? He was in the most comfortable space. He was not straining. He was speaking at his normal voice levels. The decibels of his voice, nothing. He was not straining. So how do you come and lie on using a state resources to answer to somebody's private thoughts spewed at a political party gathering? Then Mustafa Hamid would have told us that the president is so depraved. Have we depraved the government? Then he says, oh, the Honorable Minister has always been sensitive to the plight of Ghanaian people and continues to ask for their forbearance, and has always been the case where challenges relative to power stability emerge. The minister wishes to assure the general public that the ministry, as the policy maker and the mother agency of the various power sector actors, is working assiduously with these agencies to ensure that the temporary challenges are resolved. If I had a copy of this on live TV, I would have torn it like how A-plus tore that useless letter that was written from the MPP headquarters to UTV. And then invasion happened. I would have torn it. We pay people. Kofi Abrefa Afena is getting paid to write this to the people of Ghana, rub it in our faces. No sensitivity. No respect. No dignity. How was Matthew Poku Prempe straining? The minister says disrespectfully that if we are calling for a timetable, because the lights go on off unannounced, doomshe, we should bring our timetable. Come to me. And you have come to write this. You are cleaning him up instead of reprimanding him and telling him what the actual situation is. He says disrespectfully that if we want a timetable, those who are calling for a timetable, to be able to manage our lives and that of our children and our families, to be able to manage our businesses and the things that feed us, we should bring our own timetable. He said that. This is a minister we pay. This is the minister we fuel his vehicle and make sure that he can move around. This is a minister we put a roof over his head. This is the minister we give a police guard. This is the minister we provide everything for, including per diem when he travels. And he's talking down at us. And he wants to be vice president. Over who? Even without the vice presidential powers, this is how he's talking to us. That if we want our Doomsday timetable, we should bring it. And he say it has been misconstrued. It has been misconstrued. Afena Buzia, misconstrued by who? Maybe your lights don't go off. Maybe because you have a duplicitous role, you are able to afford a plant. And you have free fuel coupons, so you can afford fuel to go and spark a generator and then use it when the lights go off. Have you thought about those of us who have none, who have nothing like that, who cannot afford it, who stay in the heat? The same barbers, the same welders that you used in your campaign in the past and made a big case about Doomsday, they still don't have lights. This morning, somebody's lights have gone off. If they're a barber, they can't work. Let us be honest and show respect to the people who feed us and keep us in power. The disrespect is becoming too much. It's insulting. It's becoming too much. Good morning.
Johnny's Bite. Johnny's Bite. On Sunrise.